You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And that wraps up the first hour of tonight's program. Now we're going to move into the radio obituaries, where we have not heard TSOP in an extremely long time. So I figured it was okay to do that. TSOP, we believe, no one's ever done the math. But given how many people played on that record, it's not hard to believe. We believe that that is the track that has made it into radio obituaries more than any other track ever. So we'll count that as Bubbles in the Think Tank lore, since we, you know, have no documented proof. Well, we could, but we won't, because that's more work than it's worth. Anyway, now it's time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. We're going to remind you, as we always do right up top, to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary tonight is for Leon Redbone, the singer, songwriter, guitarist, actor, and voice actor. He specialized in blues, jazz, and Tin Pan Alley classics. I guess that's one way to say it. His concerts made use of performance and comedy. I thought they were both performances. Recurrent gags involved in his shows involved the influence of alcohol and claiming to have written works originating before he was born. Leon Redbone just passed away at 69. And, you know, when I was a wee-un, I watched Saturday Night Live in that first season. And I thought Leon Redbone was old then, so how he could only be 69, I just don't know. That's my Leon Redbone story. Exciting, wasn't it? Okay, we're going to start it off with one of those tunes. It's the initial radio obituary for Leon Redbone right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I'm every beat. Your love belongs to me. The night when you're asleep, into your tent I creep. The stars that shine above will not await to love. You rule this land with me. I'm a secret, 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 very mean. Yeah.
I go back to my little grass shack in Calico, Hawaii. I want to be with all the Connies and Wahinas that I knew long ago. I can hear all guitars a-playing on the beach at Ho'onana. I can hear the Hawaiians say, Como mai no kauka I kaile wala kau.
It won't be long till my ship will be sailing back to Kona. A grand old place that's always fair to see. I'm just a little Hawaiian and a homesick island boy. I want to go back to my fishing point.
I want to go back, to my little grass shack in Kalakakua, Hawaii. Where the humu humu nuku nuku apu
I go swimming by.
Where the humu humu nuku nuku apu
I go swimming by.
My little grass shack in Kalakakua, Hawaii. I wanna be with all the Connies and Wahinis that I knew long ago. I can hear old guitars a-playing on the beach at Ho'onau. I can hear the Hawaiians saying, Koma mai no kahua I ka haile wala kaho.
It won't be long till my ship will be sailing back to Kona.
A grand old place that's always fair to see.
I'm just a little Hawaiian and a homesick island boy. I want to go back to my fishing port. I want to go back to my little grass shack in Kalakakua, Hawaii.
I go swimming by.
Where the humu humu noku noku apu I go swimming by.
Nobody's sweetheart now. They don't baby you somehow. You'd be out of place in your own hometown. Walk down the avenue, they won't believe it's you. Painted lips, painted eyes, wearing a bird of paradise. All seem wrong somehow. You're nobody's sweetheart now. You turned me down and then you went away. There's nothing left for me to do but play. To forget you done me wrong, I play this tune and sing this song. But
initial radio obituary is for Moe's Scarlet. We'd like to take a moment and definitely thank our titular head of research, Freddie Stockwell, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., excuse me, for making sure we knew that this happened. We found out, but he was there first. Thank you, Freddie. But it's the post-initial radio obituary for Mo Scarlett. Longtime friend and collaborator of Leon Redbone passed on the same day. Well, of course, Leon Redbone was better known to the mainstream. Mo Scarlett was largely a recluse, only occasionally performing, had no website, no social media engagement whatsoever. He was best known to the Roots mainstream as a member of the Power Roots trio with Ken Whitley, or Whiteley, excuse me, and the late Jackie Washington. And I don't have an age for Mo Scarlett, but he just passed away. And we're going to start with the same one of one of those tunes, because we can, and because your titular head of research thought it was a good idea too, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I'm the sheep of Araby. Your love belongs to me. At night when you're asleep, into your tent I'll creep. All the stars that shine above will light our way to love. You rule the sands with me. Yes, I'm the sheik of Sheik of Araby.
Silver dollar.
shining up in the sky. That's a dream we can buy, sweetheart, you and I. The moon is a silver dollar made for lovers to share. And with you in my arms, I'm a millionaire. Our cares and troubles are only small change. Someday they'll all change into a dream come true. The moon is a silver dollar. What a wonderful sight. Let's invest it in love tonight.
Radio obituary is for Ja Stitch, the reggae DJ best known for his reggae recordings in the 1970s. He grew up being introduced by music by singing in a yard with the likes of the Wailers, the Heptones, Roy Shirley, and Stranger Cole. But he really became well known by DJing with the Lord Tippertone and Black Harmony sound systems. Ja Stitch just passed away at 69. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Rastafari, limiting the arts of everyone, itinerant. This one is called The Danger Zone. Wait. Come on. Said the naughty walk through the valley of the shadow of the wicked, fear no evil. Said the naughty walk through the valley of the shadow of the wicked, not the fear no evil. Said the naughty dread like dread. Said the naughty dreader than dread. What a naughty heavy down lead. Naughty just dreader than bread. You mash him on him too when the light fall over. Mash him on him too when the love forever.
Danger zone, that's what the man would say. Danger zone in any other way. Play them a trap, I was still there.
Say the naughty walk through the valley of the shadow of the evil, not to fear no wicked. Say the naughty walk through the valley of the shadow of the evil, not to fear no wicked. Say the naughty dread like dread. Say the naughty dreader than dread. Said the naughty down in the valley for a very long time. Naughty, oh, you come over. Naughty down in the valley for a very long time. Now, oh, you come over. Said the naughty jump right over. But a
and I see jump right over. And I saw you come over.
Oh yeah,
I saw you come over.
Oh, you mean?
Go there. Natty goody, goody, natty goody, goody, natty hang on, hang on, rising there. Natty goody, goody, natty goody, goody, natty hang on, and not let go. Natty hang on, and not let go. Natty goody, goody, natty goody, goody.
Danger zone,
young, young, young. Stop making a rubbish with the natty jay. Sister beggars come with the natty jay, young, young.
Still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we're in the middle of the radio obituaries as we're moving on to the cleanup radio obituary for Jack DeMello, the composer, arranger, producer, and recording artist. He wrote an expansive collection of Hawaiian melodies and lush contemporary orchestral music. He recorded close to 160 albums of all types of music, including almost 500 Hawaiian songs. Let's see, what else did we got? He, when he was young in San Francisco, he joined the staff band at the CBS radio network, later served as musical director for both ABC and NBC, not at the same time. Yeah, let's see here. Jack DeMello just passed away at 102. It's the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you. in a tree. Plenty poopolay, it's easy to see. All the Malihinis, Pinkies are key. They come to Waikiki to see his opu swing. Now Willie learned to shake his opu at the very tender age of two. His uncle Lau Lau and his auntie Pinau taught him how to do it at his baby luau. Willie did his hula dance one day in the Senate of the USA. And now I'll relate, though maybe it's fate, that's why they'll make Hawaii the 49th state. One night when the moon was high, Willie took a trip to Molokai. He drank some oak and got so high, he thought he was a minor bird and tried to fly. One day to help the tourist trade, Willie rumbled with the Cuban maid. He shouted, away, his rumba's okay, but Zopo and Okoli no can shake that way. An heiress with an eye for romance took Willie out one night to dance. This you shouldn't repeat, but he's out in the street for dancing at the Royal in his luau feet. Willie tangled with the police one day for dancing in a certain way. But the judge paid the bail, or at least that's the tale. So Willie shook his opal in the county jail. Coconut Willie lives in a tree. Plenty poopoli, it's easy to see. All the Malihinis think he's a king. They come to Waikiki to see his opal swing. His big fat opal. Thank you.
guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Paul Raymond, the English keyboardist and guitarist, best known for playing in UFO, also played in Plastic Penny, replaced Christy McVie in the British blues band Chicken Shack, and also played in Savoy Brown. Paul Raymond just passed away at 73. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
How would you like to go to a place where money grows on the trees and the people there live a life of ease? It's so nice. You do exactly as they please. It must be paradise. How would you like to go to a place where they're drinking wine and champagne and the people there in the pouring rain? It's so nice. They do exactly as they please. It must be paradise.
I'm not tired of that, 'cause you know for yourself.
the pre and penultimate radio obituary is for Lee Hale, the 5-time Emmy nominee who served as the musical director of The Dean Martin Show and produced the wildly popular celebrity roast hosted by the entertainer. In his early days, he sang in a group called the Manhattans, then he went on to work as the choral director on the CBS variety show The Entertainers, which, despite featuring Carol Burnett, Bob Newhart, Dom DeLuise, and Ruth Buzzy, lasted just one season, 1964 through 65. Then he went on to join the Dean Martin Show shortly after it debuted in September 1965 and stayed with the program through its 1974 conclusion. Then he went on to serve as the musical director for The Gold Diggers, which was a spinoff featuring the singing and dancing troupe from the Dean Martin Show. Also worked for The Wacky World of Jonathan Winters. Bob Hope Christmas specials. Craziness. Craziness. Lee Hale just passed away at 96. It's the pre and penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Very wonderful, Jackie. Well, tonight, Ralph, we're pleased to have with us one of your top assistants. You've given him the job of test driving all the new automobiles to see if they're safe for consumers. Would you all please welcome one of NATO's chief raiders, Mr. Foster Brooks. Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Are you Ralph Brown?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, friends, that is my job.
My job.
To test drive all new vehicles.
All new vehicles.
Automobiles in the interest of
safety.
You know, you wouldn't believe how unsafe some automobiles are today. I drove seven different cars today and
they all smashed up.
I drove one car today, and even the clock didn't work. It only had one hand on it, and it kept pointing to 130. And the turn signals didn't were busted too.
All the left one worked okay, but every time I switched on the right one, the darn car went backwards.
The only thing I could get to work with the lights, but I nearly froze my rear end off driving with the front door open. And then you get those dumb pedestrians. On the way over here, one old lady walked right in front
of my car.
I had to swerve right off the sidewalk to keep from hitting her. Many drivers have written to us asking, "Where's your say?" Which is safer, the automatic transmission or the standard transmission? Personally, I don't care for the standard transmission. I mean, you've got the gas pedal for the right foot and the clutch pedal for the left foot.
Now, how do you expect me to work the pedal in the middle? Other folks have asked, I've written in and asked me what I thought, what I think of STP. Of what I think of STP. STP. I think it's delicious.
Track already. I had it in my head and then it was gone. The antepenultimate radio obituary is for Rocky Erickson, the singer-songwriter, harmonica player, and guitarist from Texas, a founding member of the 13th Floor Elevators, and a pioneer of the psychedelic rock genre. He just passed away at 71. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary with, let's see here, we've got members of the Bubbles and the Think Tank Stable of Stars in this radio obituary. So hang tight for that right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
don't slander me, mama. Never say don't, I don't know why. Don't slander me, just for me, you and I. Don't slander me, don't slander me, mama. Cause God's the green, the devil's the blue, and the blues would not themselves excuse. Don't come from the blues if the blues are empty. Hell is filled. Don't slather me, my, my, my. Don't slather me, dear. Don't slather me. Don't slather me, my, my. Never say don't.